And we say good evening and welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Sawyer Field for week number 7 of Vandals football, presented by Bluff Equipment in Bluff City, Hosick Motors in Vandalia. And Vandalia Mayor Rick Gottman and the city of Vandalia on 107.1 FM WKRB. Available live streaming at VandaliaRadio.com and on the Vandalia Radio app. As tonight, the Vandals look to make themselves punch their ticket into the playoffs officially with a win over the 0-6 Hilltoppers. Hilltoppers, like I just mentioned, are 0-6 coming into this contest. Vandals are 5-1 coming off of their overtime thriller against the Greenville Comets, who they share first place in the conference with between the Vandals, the Comets, and Pena. So big games going on tonight in the South Central, like Todd said, during the pregame show, and obviously a big chance for the Vandals tonight to continue their push for a conference championship and a chance as well to officially punch their ticket into the playoffs. Both captains have taken the field for the coin toss. As for the Vandals, their captains led out by Quentin Stonewall, Jacob Johnson, Jay Keck, and Jaden Rosetto. And the Comets, the Hilltoppers send out Cody Belker, Austin Newingham, as well as Jesse Ringhausen and Jace Jackson Teakin. So those are the captains tonight for the Comets. As taking a look at some of the offensive statistics and the defensive statistics for both these teams, the Vandals coming in averaging 36.6 points a game. They have been one of the hottest offenses in the South Central Conference. They've scored 30 or more points in five out of their six games. The one game they didn't was their 21-14 loss to Pena in week one. Defense for the Vandals has been just as good, averaging 15.8 points a game last week, the 34 points that they allowed has been the most they've allowed all season long. So they're looking to continue their hot defense coming in tonight. The Toppers have been a rough season for them offensively. They're coming in averaging just 8 points a game, giving up 32. So a tale of two teams tonight, no question about it, as the Vandals will look to avoid the spoiler here, trying to keep themselves in that fight for the South Central Conference. So the Vandals have won the toss, and they elected to defer to the second half, so the Vandals will kick off to start this contest as we are just about 13 seconds away from kickoff, as the Hilltoppers have had their offense special teams unit getting ready to take the field. Vandals getting ready to send out their kicking unit as the clock has expired. And we are just about set to get this matchup underway. A beautiful evening for football. It's finally starting to feel like fall. Sun is down. So nice little breeze, nothing too major, though. So beautiful football weather for this evening. Jacob Johnson has the ball teed up on the 40-yard line. Toppers have taken the field. As for the Hilltoppers, it looks like it will be Sawyer Hindle and Ethan Hamby set to receive the kick. For the Vandals, they have Jacob Johnson, who lined the ball on the 40. So the kick is away, and it's going to be fielded by the Toppers, Ethan Hamby. As Hamby looking to the near side, he gets across the 20, and he's going to be pushed back behind, wrapped up by Jacob Johnson near about the 22, maybe 23-yard line. And that's where the Hilltoppers offense, will have the ball first down and 10 from about their own 23-yard line. First down and 10 for the Toppers on their own 23-yard line. Toppers will be moving from left to right. Hilltoppers, traditionally a wing T team, very much a run-dominant team, something that they've been running for the better part of 10 years now. So the Toppers have breaking their huddle as Belker, the quarterback, takes the snap. He is going to keep it himself instead of a handoff to the fullback, Titan Wells. No gain on the play. So it's going to be second down and 9. as Connor DePue brought him down, and it's second down and 9 on the 24. Second down and 9 on the Toppers' own 24-yard line. Hilltoppers once again open up with the wing T offense. Cody Berker fumbles the snap. He's able to fall on it. A almost disastrous play for the Toppers, as it's going to be third down and long for the Hilltoppers with exactly 11 minutes left to go here in the first quarter. So still third down and 9 on their own 24-yard line. So Cody Berkel, the quarterback, had trouble with the snap there. Let's see if he can make something work here on third down and 9. Third down and 9 for the Hilltoppers. Berkel under center. It is back to throw. He sets up a play action pass. He gets it away, and it's going to fall incomplete. Intended receiver was Jay Stockwell. As the pass falls incomplete, and that's going to make it fourth down and 9. So the Toppers will be forced to punt on their first drive. As Jordan Colburn and Connor DePuy set back to receive the punt, as Elijah Patton sets punted away for the Hilltoppers. So Connor DePuy, now the lone man who's set deep, as there's a whistle and a flag on the play. I believe Caden Tidwell for the Vandals jumped off sides. I saw one referee motion for false start. Another one motion for offside, so be interesting to see what the four officials decide here. So it's a false start on the Hilltoppers. So backing up 5 yards, this is going to be fourth down and 14 from the Hilltopper 19-yard line. Fourth down and 14 for the Hilltoppers from their own 19-yard line. Connor DePuy stands at about the Vandals' 45-yard line, set to return the punt. As the snap is to Patton, Patton gets the punt away. It's going to be fielded by DePuy at the 50. He stumbles, but he is able to field the punt cleanly as he slipped and fell right as he returned or caught the punt. And that's where the Vandals will have the ball, first down and 10 from the Hilltoppers 48. So first down and 10 for the Vandals from the Hilltopper 48-yard line. First time we'll see the high-powered Vandals offense tonight. Looks like they're going to go with a pistol formation here. Trips to the right of Stonball. Connor DePuy, the lone receiver, to his left. He's got Jacob Johnson, Ian Whitehead, and Wade Brandon to his right. Jake Keck in the backfield for the Vandals on first and 10 from the 48. Stonball gets the play in from the sideline. Jake Keck, lines up in the shotgun. This is a quick screen pass away to Jacob Johnson, who has to jump for it. It goes over his head, and it falls incomplete. Quentin Stonball, was trying to set up a screen pass for Jacob Johnson, but he airmailed him, and it's going to be second down and 10 from the 48. Second down and 10 from the Hilltoppers 48-yard line. Vandals moving from right to left. Shotgun look for the Vandals here on second and 10. Three receivers to the right of Stonball. If you have the lone receiver to his left. It's a give to Jay Keck. Keck cuts up inside. He's across the 45, and he's going to be stopped shy of the 40. So it's going to be a third down and about 4 for the Vandals. So third down and 4. Make it third down and 5. So third down and 5 for the Vandals on the Hilltoppers 43-yard line. Vandals. Now have trips to the left of Stonball. As Stonball gets the play in from the sideline, shotgun look on third down and 5. Stonball, it's a quarterback run. He cuts up inside. He's across the 40. He's across the 35. He's across the 30. He's across the 20. 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Vandals! Quentin Stonball from 43 yards out. And the Vandals lead it 6-0 pending the extra point. So So Quentin Staubach from 43 yards out at the 9:31 mark puts the Vandals on the board with the first touchdown of the night. As we remind you, that touchdowns are brought to you by Kaskaskia Supply and Rental. Turn up the dragon and Surfix Law for great deals and great advice at your Kaskaskia Supply and Rental. So Isaac Sagan on to add the extra point. Snap is down. Kick is up. It is good. No good, they say. So no good as Isaac Sagan misses the field goal wide right. And the Vandals lead it 6-0 with 9:30 left to go here in the first quarter. 6-0, the Vandals lead with 9:31 left to go here in quarter number one. We'll take a break on WKRV.
Hi, I'm Jason Miller, Vice President of Bank of Hillsborough. Being part of the community, I know these people. I've known these people's families. Now I'm working with people I grew up with's children, helping them get loans or helping them with their accounts. And it's really satisfying. I've worked with their parents, them and their children. Being able to take care of them and meet their financial needs and help them achieve their dreams, that's the best part of my job. Bank of Hillsborough, let's make it happen.
Member FDIC.
So Jacob Johnson has the ball lined up on the 40. 6-0, the Vandals lead with 9:31 left to go here in the first quarter. Johnson gets the kick away, and it's going to be fielded by Sawyer Hindle. It's Hindle looking for room to run. His helmet falls off, and he's going to be wrapped up at about the 30. A late flag is thrown on the play. I believe it's going to go on the Vandals for a late hit. Sawyer Hindle on the return. Got a decent return on the play. He was wrapped up and the helmet came off. I believe it was Jacob Johnson who kind of ripped his helmet off. I don't think it was intentional. Either way, a flag is thrown, and I believe this one's going to go on the Vandals. So it's going to be face mask on the hill from, I believe it's going to be Jacob Johnson. So a face mask on the Vandals, and that's going to give the Hilltoppers the ball on their own 45. So first down and 10 for the Hilltoppers on their own 45-yard line. Hilltoppers are moving from left to right. Wing T formation for Cody Burkle. Burkle gets the ball to a running back. He's got a nice run. He's across midfield. That's a good run there by the Hilltoppers. Anderson. As the Hilltoppers are in Vandals territory for the first time tonight. Nice run there by Anderson. And it's first down and 10 for the Hilltoppers. So first down and 10 for the Hilltoppers on the Vandals 35-yard line. As it's a give to Titan Wells, as Titan Wells is going to be wrapped up by Jaden Rosetto for a short gain near the 30, and it's second down and about 6 for the Hilltoppers. They get second down and 7 for the Hilltoppers. Second down and 7 for the Hilltoppers on the Vandals 32-yard line. It's a give to Austin Newingham as Newingham trying to get to the far sideline, but he's going to be wrapped up by Jordan Colburn. That's going to be third down and about 7. So it's third down and 3 for the Hilltoppers on the Vandals 28. Hilltoppers try to answer the Vandals' first score. 6-0, the Vandals lead. Here with 7:45 left to go here in the first quarter. Hilltoppers moving from left to right. They break the huddle as Cody Burkle under center. If they give to Titan Wells, as Wells is going to be trying to fight for the yard line. He's going to be wrapped up and brought down from behind by Jaden Rosetto. Short of the line to gain. That's going to make it fourth down and about 4 for the Hilltoppers. So it's fourth down and about 4 for the Hilltoppers on the Vandals 28-yard line. as the Hilltoppers break the huddle. Still lined up in the wing T formation. It's a give one more time. It's set to some misdirection. It's a give to Anderson, and Anderson is going to be wrapped up. He gets the line to gain. They're going to say, yes, he did, as a nice run there by Imani Claybrook Anderson. And it's going to be first down and 10 for the Hilltoppers on about the Vandals 23. So it's first down and 10 for the Hilltoppers on the Vandals 23-yard line. 6:40 left to go here in the quarter. The Hilltoppers line up at the 23. Berkeley gives it to Ethan Hamby as Hamby's running to the far sideline, and he's going to be wrapped up for a short gain near the 20, and it's going to be second down and about 7 for the Hilltoppers. Make it a gain of 1, and it's second down and 9 from the 22. Second down and 9 from the Vandals 22-yard line. Hilltoppers trying to answer the Vandals scoring drive on the night. This is the second drive the Hilltoppers have had. They went 3 and out on the first drive and have picked up 2 first downs so far. As if they give to the ball carrier. Hard to tell who the number was, but he's going to be wrapped up for a short gain. Make it about 3rd down and 8. So Imani Claybrook Anderson on the carry. As Caden Tidwell in on the tackle. It's a gain of 2, and it's going to be 3rd down and 7 from the Vandals' 20-yard line. 3rd down and 7 from the Vandals' 20-yard line. Hilltoppers line up Burkle under center. Burkle to give on some misdirection to Ethan Hamby, and Ethan Hamby's going to be pushed backwards for a short gain. And it's going to make it 4th down and long for the Hilltoppers. Just under 5 minutes left to go here in the quarter. 4:44 left to go in the first quarter. As it's going to be 4th down and 5 from the Vandals 18. 4th down and 5 from the Vandals 18-yard line. And the Hilltoppers trying to convert a 3rd first down of this drive. 4th down and 5. And we're going to have a whistle and a timeout taken by the Hilltoppers head coach, Joe Reed. As a reminder, the timeouts are brought to you by Irons Golf Simulator and Axe Throwing in Vandalia. Check out more information on their Facebook page or call them at 618-699-4061. That's Irons Golf Simulator and Axe Throwing in Vandalia. 6-0, the Vandals lead the Hillsboro Hilltoppers with 4:18 left to go here in the first quarter. Vandals got a 43-yard touchdown run at the 9:31 mark from Quentin Stallball, as the Hilltoppers have converted 2 first downs so far on their second drive of the night. Trying to convert their 3rd here on a 4th and 5. It's 4th down and 5 for the Hilltoppers on the 18-yard line. As Vandals defense back on the field. As the Hilltoppers getting some last-minute instructions from Coach Reed. So it's 4th down and 5 from the 18. Ball on the Vandals' 18-yard line. One receiver out to the right side. It's Jackson Teakin. As Burkle under center. He fumbles the snap, and it's going to be, I believe, recovered by the Hilltoppers, but no good either way, as it's going to be 1st down and 10 for the Vandals. As I believe Wade Brandon actually recovered the fumble there. So it's a fumble recovery by Wade Brandon. And the Vandals have the ball 1st down and 10 from their own 20-yard line. So 1st and 10 for the Vandals from their own 20-yard line. Vandals moving from right to left in the quarter. It's a bunched formation for the Vandals. 2 receivers on the right of Stallball. 3 was left, as it's a give to Jordan Colburn on a jet sweep. Colburn looking for room to run. He's across the 25. He's across the 30, and he's going to be pushed out of bounds right around the 30-yard line. So a first down run there by Jordan Colburn. As it's first down and 10 from the Hilltoppers 30, or the Vandals 30, excuse me. First down and 10 for the Vandals on their own 30-yard line. As 3:55 left to go here in the quarter, they give now to Connor DePue. DePue running to the far side. He's across the 40. He's across the, he's wrapped up near the 45. Tried to spin out of a couple of tackles. And another first down run for the Vandals. As this time it's Connor DePue on a jet sweep. And it's going to be first down and 10 for the Vandals on their own 43. First down and 10 for the Vandals on their own 43-yard line as there's a whistle and a flag. As I think we're going to have a false start for the Vandals. So it's a 5-yard penalty for the Vandals. As it's now first down and 15 for the Vandals on their own 38. So first down and 10 for the Vandals on their own 38-yard line. Vandals moving from right to left. Pistol look for the Vandals. As Stonewall takes a snap, he rolls to his left, looking to get the pass away. And says he's just going to step up and run. He's across the 45. He's across midfield. He's across the other 45. And he's wrapped up in a Hilltopper territory past the 40. A nice first down run by Quentin Stonewall. As he has the ball first down and 10 on the Hilltoppers 38. So first down and 10 for the Hilltoppers, for the Vandals on the Hilltoppers 39. As Stonewall's back to throw, sets up a screen pass for Jacob Johnson. As Johnson looking to get across the 35, he's across the 30, and he's going to be wrapped up about the 29 of the Hilltoppers. As it's first down and 10 for the Vandals on the Hilltoppers, I believe, 29. So Stonewall gets the play call in from the sideline. Vandals working quickly. Stonewall sets up a screen pass for Andrew Casey. Casey drops it. Had it right in his breadbasket, but Casey couldn't hang on as it's going to be second down and 10 from the Hilltopper 29. Second down and 10 for the Hilltoppers, or for the Vandals, excuse me, on the Hilltopper 29-yard line. Pistol formation for the Vandals. DePue, Colburn, and Casey to his left. Jacob Johnson, the lone receiver, to the right of Stonewall. Stonewall takes a snap. It's a give to Jay Keck. Keck looking to push the pile. He's across the 20, and he's going to be wrapped up at about the 19. Another first down run for the Vandals. So a nice run there by Jay Keck. I believe they're going to see who's wrapped up just shy of the line to gain. So it's going to be third down and one from the 20. Third down and one for the Vandals on the Hilltopper 20-yard line. 2 minutes left to go here in the first quarter. Stonewall gets the play in from the sideline. Stonewall takes a snap himself. He's got a first down. He spins out of a tackle. He dives near the 25. He's got enough for a first down. Nice run there once again by Quentin Stonewall for another Vandals first down. So first down for the Vandals at about the 15-yard line of the Hilltoppers. Pistol look for the Vandals on first and 10. It's a quarterback run for Stonewall. Stonewall looking to cut inside. He's across the 10. He's still on his feet. He bulldozes the guy near the goal line. He's in. Touchdown, Vandals. Quentin Stonewall from 15 yards out. And it's 12-0 Vandals pending the extra point. Reminder that Vandals touchdowns are brought to you by K. Marsh Insurance at 740 West Orchard in Vandalia. Call them at 618-431-8283. That's K. Marsh Insurance in Vandalia. So Isaac Sagan on to add the extra point. Colburn set to hold. As the snap is down, kick is up, it is blocked, and no good. The second missed field goal. As it's going to be no good for the Vandals. As they lead 12-0 with a minute 26 left to go in the quarter, we'll take a break here on WKRV.
You make a lot of decisions when you change jobs. In the excitement, it's easy to forget an important one: what to do about the money in your 401k. You typically have four choices: take the money, leave it where it is, roll the money to your new 401k, or roll it to an IRA. Your decision can have a big impact, so make sure it's an informed one. Country Financial can help. You've taken control of your career, now take control of your retirement. Call Country Financial representatives Joe Sefton and Kirk Doring at 618-283-1054 today to get started. Securities products offered through Country Capital Management Company. Investment management, retirement, trust, planning services provided by Country Trust Bank. Investments are not FDIC insured, not bank guaranteed, and subject to investment risk, including possible loss of principal. FINRA and SIPC.
So out of the time of the break, it's a nice kickoff return for the Hilltoppers. As Ethan Hamby got the return for the Hilltoppers, as he's wrapped up by Dylan Hinton. As it's first down and 10 from the 38. First down and 10 for the Hilltoppers from the 38-yard line. Hilltoppers moving from left to right. Wing T formation for the Toppers as it's a give to Ethan Hamby, as Ethan Hamby is going to be wrapped up and thrown to the ground by Ian Whitehead near the 40, as it's going to be second down and 8 from the 40. Second down and 8 from the 40. Just under a minute left to go here in the first quarter. Vandals lead it 12-0. With 50 seconds left to go here in the quarter. It's a give to Wells, and it's a misdirection, excuse me, as Jacob Johnson blows up the play behind the line of scrimmage. As I believe that was Hamby once again on the carry. As it's going to be third down and 9 for the Hilltoppers on their 39. Third down and 9 for the Hilltoppers on their own 39-yard line. As Burkle under center, he's back to throw. He's looking to get the pass away near side, and it's going to be incomplete. As Jackson Keegan, the intended receiver, as it's going to be fourth down and 9 from the 39, and the Toppers will be forced to punt for the second time tonight. So fourth down and 9 from the 39, as, well, it looks like the Hilltoppers are going to go for it here on fourth and 9. Some misdirection or miscommunication on the sidelines. We're going to have a whistle and a timeout taken by the Hilltoppers. Timeout taken by the Hilltoppers with 9.4 seconds left to go here in the first quarter. As we remind you, the timeouts are brought to you by Culberson Heating and Cooling in Vandalia, your local Rheem team dealer. Rheem, a new degree of comfort. 9.4 seconds left to go here in the first quarter. Vandals lead at 12-0 as they've gotten touchdown runs from 43 and 15 yards out, both by Quentin Stonball. As they've in the process of forcing Hillsville to their second three and out of the night. So Elijah Patton on the field sets a punt of the way for the Hilltoppers. As Connor DePue back to return. Patton gets the punt away. It's a nice kick, and it's going to be bounced out about the 30. So that's where the Vandals will have the ball, first down and 10 from about their own 31-yard line. 3.2 seconds left to go here in the first quarter. As the Vandals have the ball, first down and 10 from their own 41. at Stoneball, back on the field. Pistol formation for the Vandals. As he's looking to the sideline from the play call for Jason Clay. As it's first down and 10 from the 41, back to throw with Stoneball. He's looking deep. He's got a man wide open. It is just outside of the outstretched arms of Connor DePue as time expires. And that is how this first quarter will come to an end. So 12-0, the Vandals lead the Hilltoppers. After one, we'll take a break here on WPMB.
The days are getting shorter, and the temps are coming down. Yep, it's fall, and it's time to make sure that heating system is ready to go for the tough winter ahead. If you want to make sure your heating system is ready to go for the winter months, call Hunter Appliance Heating and Air in Vandalia. They service all makes and models of heating systems. And if yours won't make it through another winter, they can get you set up with a new one. Just call them at 283-3224. 283-3224. Hunter Appliance Heating and Air in Vandalia.
All your diner favorites are ready to order at your hometown Vandalia Denny's. Just head out to your hometown Vandalia Denny's off Interstate 70 next to the Pilot Truck Stop in Vandalia and order up all your diner favorites. Also, download the Denny's app. That gives you the ease of ordering your diner favorites online at your hometown Vandalia Denny's.
Second down and 10 for the Vandals on their own 41-yard line. Vandals moving from left to right as it's a quarterback run for Stoneball. Stoneball gets across midfield. He's across the 45, spins out of a tackle, and he's going to be wrapped up right about the 40. A nice first down run by Stoneball once again, as it's going to be first down and 10 for the Vandals right around the Hilltopper 40. So first down and 10 for the Vandals. It's a shotgun look for Stoneball. Stoneball back to throw. Looking to get the pass away, and he has Jacob Johnson wide open. He's across the 30. He's across the 25. He's across the 15, and he's down near the 10-yard line. A nice catch and run there by Jacob Johnson as he's wrapped up by Jackson Teakin. As the Vandals have the ball first down and 10 from the Hilltopper 12. First down and 10 for the Vandals at the Hilltopper 12-yard line. Vandals take the snap. It's a screen pass to Colburn, who's going to be lit up right away as he makes the catch and holds on. A nice hit by Jackson Teakin as it's going to be second down for the Vandals. Second down and 4 from the Vandals on their own 6-yard line. Pistol look for the Vandals, two receivers on each side. Stoneball's back to throw. Gets the pass away to DePue. DePue makes the catch. Looking to make a few men miss, and he's going to be wrapped up near the goal line. Ball came out, but I believe the official's going to say he was down before the ball came out. So it's going to be third down, and I believe they're going to say he got enough for the first down, so it's first and goal for the Vandals on their own. On the 1-yard line. So it's first down and goal for the Vandals on the 1-yard line. As the Vandals now have their heavy package in, Jacob Johnson lines up his H-back. So it's first and goal from the 1. Stoneball takes the snap himself. He's going to leap across the goal line. He's in. Touchdown, Vandals. Quentin Stoneball, his third touchdown of this first quarter. And the Vandals add on to the lead. It's 18-0 pending the extra point. So the third rushing touchdown tonight from Quentin Stoneball at the 10-18 mark of the first quarter. As it looks like the Vandals will go for 2. Vandals going for 2. As it's a give to Jay Keck. Keck lowers his shoulder, runs it in this time for the two-point conversion as the Vandals lead it 20-0 with 10-18 left to go here in the second quarter. We'll take a break here on WKRV.
Sloan Implement at 2617 West Main Street in Vandalia is your John Deere dealer. For a new John Deere or for parts or service, stop by and see them on West Main Street in Vandalia or give them a call at 283-4305. That's 283-4305 for Sloan Implement, your John Deere dealer in Vandalia. At Sloan Implement in Vandalia, growing strong since 1931.
So 20-0 the Vandals. Lead with 10-18 left to go here in the second quarter. Vandals have had three touchdown runs from Quentin Stallball. As Jacob Johnson has the ball lined up at the 40. Ethan Hamby and Sawyer Hindle set to return the kick. As Johnson lines it up, gets the kick away, as it's going to be fielded by Hamby. Hamby looking to get across the 25. He's across the 30 now, and he's going to be pushed out of bounds near the 35. Still going as he kept the legs turning to the Vandals about 45. So a nice return there by Sawyer Hindle on the return. As it's going to be first down and 10 for the Hilltoppers on their own 43-yard line. So it's first down and 10 for the Hilltoppers on their own 43-yard line. Toppers moving from right to left. It's a give up the middle to Titan Wells, as Wells gets across the 45 as he gets wrapped up at about the 47. Dylan Hittman on the tackle. So it's going to be second down and 6 from the Hilltopper 47. Second down and 6 for the Hilltoppers on their own 47-yard line. Hilltoppers moving from right to left. It's a give once again to Wells, as Wells is going to be wrapped up just about shy of the 50. Called a gain of 2 on the play, and it's going to be third down and 4 from the 49. Third down and 3 from the 49-yard line. And there's 9:10 left to go here until halftime. Third down and 3 from the Hilltopper 49-yard line. Vandals trying to force third or fourth down. Misdirection. It's a give to Anderson. Anderson has a nice gain. He's got a first down and more. He gets across the 45. And he's in Vandal territory near about the 43. So a first down run by the Hilltoppers by Imani Clayburgh Anderson. As there's a whistle from the officials motioning towards the sideline. So I believe they're giving the Hilltoppers a sideline warning. So a sideline warning called on the Hilltoppers. As it's first down and 10 for the Hilltoppers on the Vandals 43. As the Hilltoppers break their huddle. As Burkle under center. Fumbles the snap. It's across midfield and the Vandals dive on it. Did they recover it? It looks like that was Ethan Hamby of the Hilltoppers who fell on it. And the Hilltoppers are going backwards. It's going to be second down and long as they're now across on the other side of midfield, back in their own territory. So it's going to be second down and about 20 from their own 47. Second down and 20 from their own 47-yard line. Vandals lead 20-0. 7:50 left to go until halftime. As there's going to be a whistle and a timeout taken by the Hilltoppers. I believe that's their final timeout of the half. As we remind you, the timeouts are brought to you by Irons Golf Simulator and Axe Throwing at 2525 Veterans Avenue in Vandalia. Check out more information on their Facebook page or call them at 618-699-4061. Again, that's Irons Golf Simulator and Axe Throwing at 2525 Veterans Avenue in Vandalia. So 20-0, the Vandals lead the Hilltoppers with 7:46 left to go until halftime. Bandits have gotten three touchdowns from Quentin Stallball, one from 43 yards out, one from 15 yards out, and one from 1 yard out. As they lead the Hilltoppers 20-0 here with 7:46 left to go until halftime. Bandits can make themselves, or punch their ticket, excuse me, to the playoffs officially with the win tonight, as well as keep themselves alive in the title hunt for the South Central Conference. So two big things on the line for the Vandals tonight with the win. So 7:46 left to go until halftime. Comets have broken their huddle. The Hilltoppers break their huddle. They're moving from right to left. As back to throw is Burkle. Burkle takes a shot deep down the field for Tekin, and it's knocked away once again by Ian Whitehead. As it's going to be third down and 20 for the Hilltoppers from their own 47. So third down and 20 for the Hilltoppers from their own 47-yard line. Vandals defense trying to get off the field. 7:40 left to go until halftime. As the Hilltoppers line up once again with the wing tee, it's a pitch, and they reverse as Anderson's trying to cut across midfield, and he does, and he's going to be wrapped up just shy of the Vandals 45, as it's going to be fourth down and long for the Hilltoppers. Make it fourth down and 11 from the 46. So fourth down and 11 for the Hilltoppers from the Vandals' 46-yard line. And looks like the Hilltoppers are going to go for it here on fourth down. So fourth down and 11 for the Hilltoppers from the Vandals' 46-yard line. Back to throw is Burkle. Burkle gets the pass away, and it's going to fall incomplete. Intended receiver was Ethan Hamby, and it's going to be a turnover on downs for the Hilltoppers, and the Vandals take over first down and 10. I believe it's going to be on their own 46. First down and 10 for the Vandals from their own 46-yard line. As it's going to be a trips formation from Stallball. Three receivers to his right, one to his left. As J-Keck lines up next to him in the shotgun formation. Stallball takes the snap. It's a play-action pass. Looking to get it away. He's got a man open on the far side. It is caught by Connor DePue, who gets pushed out of bounds at about the 20, I believe. A big gain there for the Vandals. And they're deep in Hilltopper territory with 6:43 left to go until halftime. So it's first down and 10 for the Vandals. Ball's going to be on the Hilltopper 23, excuse me, as there's going to be a whistle and a flag on the play. I believe they're going to get the Hilltoppers for encroachment, So it's a 5-yard penalty on the Hilltoppers. Make it first down and 5 for the Vandals from the Hilltopper 18. First down and 5 for the Hilltoppers. And for the Vandals, excuse me, on the Hilltopper 18-yard line. As Stallball takes a snap, it's a screen pass to Ian Whitehead, as Whitehead's making a couple of moves. He gets down at about the 10. As is a screen pass to Ian Whitehead, he broke a couple of tackles near the 20. And it's going to be, they're going to say, got the line to gain, I believe. Now they're going to say he was a yard shy, so it's second down and 1. And now they're going to say it was a first down catch and run from Whitehead. As it's first down and 10 for the Vandals on the Hilltoppers 12. First down and 10 for the Vandals on the Hilltopper 12-yard line. 6:10 left to go here until halftime. Back to throw is Stonball. Stonball steps up in the pocket, gets the pass away to the end zone, and it is incomplete. Intended receiver was Connor DePue. As it's going to be second down and 10 for the Vandals on the Hilltopper 12-yard line. So second down and 10 for the Vandals on the Hilltopper 10-yard line. As Stonball looking to the sideline for the play call. Play clock is at 17. Pistol look for the Vandals. Three receivers to the left, one to the right. It's a give to Jake Keck. Says it's going to be a quarterback run from Stonball, who stumbles, and he's going backwards, so it's going to be third down and long for the Vandals. Third down and 13 for the Vandals on the Hilltopper 15. So third down and 13 on the 15. As Stonball rolls to his left, looking to get the pass away to the end zone, and it is off the hands of Patton and falls incomplete, making it fourth down and 13 from the 15. Fourth down and 13 for the Vandals on the Hilltopper 15-yard line. Vandals moving from left to right. 5:25 left to go until halftime. As Stonball getting the play call in from the sideline, Vandals will go for it here on fourth down and 13 from the 15. We're going to have a whistle and a timeout taken by Vandals coach Jason Clay. As a reminder, the timeouts are brought to you by Culberson Heating and Cooling in Vandalia, your local Ream team dealer, Ream, a new degree of comfort. So 20 to nothing, the Vandals lead with 5:25 left to go here until halftime. Vandals have gotten three touchdown runs from Quentin Stonball, one from 43 yards out, one from 15 yards out, and one from 1 yard out. As they're looking to score once again with 5:25 left to go until halftime. It's fourth and 13 from their own, or from the Hilltopper 15. As the Hilltoppers defense takes the field, as the Vandals line up on the ball once again. So fourth and 13 from the Hilltopper 15-yard line. Vandals moving from left to right. So one receiver to the right of Stonball, that's Jacob Johnson. Three to his left is set up a screen for Johnson. Johnson makes the catch. He breaks a couple of tackles. He gets across the 10. He's across the 5. Makes a man miss at the goal line, and he's in. Touchdown, Vandals. A 15-yard catch and run from Jacob Johnson. And the Vandals add on to their lead. It's 26-0 pending the extra point. So 5:15 left to go until halftime, as a 15-yard catch and run from Jacob Johnson makes the score 26-0 for the Vandals, as Isaac Sagan back out to add the extra point. Colburn set to hold as the snap is down. Kick is up. It is good, and the Vandals lead it 27-0. With 5:15 left to go until halftime. 5:15 left to go until halftime, as the Vandals lead at 27-0. We'll take a break here on WKRV.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate. or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Nothing. The Vandals lead with 5:07 left to go until halftime as the kickoff return by Sawyer Hindle was returned to the 40-yard line of the Hilltoppers. It was 35, excuse me. So it's first down and 10 for the Hilltoppers from their own 35-yard line. Hilltoppers moving from right to left in the second quarter. Under center is Burkle, as Burkle gives it to the big fullback, Titan Wells, as Titan Wells pushes the pile near the 40, and it's going to be second down and 5 from the Hilltoppers' 40-yard line. So second down and 5 for the Hilltoppers from their own 40-yard line. Hilltoppers have moved the ball pretty well in spurts here, but so far the Vandals' defense has gotten big plays when needed. 4:31 left to go here in the quarter. Burkle under center. It's a give to Amani Claybrook-Anderson. It's Claybrook-Anderson trying to cut inside. And he's going to be wrapped up just past the 40. So that's going to make it third down and about 2 from the 42-yard line. Jordan Colburn in on the tackle, as was Bryce Hartwood, as it's third down and 3 from the 42. Third down and 3 from the 42 for the Hilltoppers. Hilltoppers trying to get the Vandals to jump off sides. Play clock at 9. It's a give to Wells, as Wells trying to push the pile. And I believe he's got enough for the first down. So a first down run for the Hilltoppers, as it's going to be first down and 10 from the Hilltopper 45. First down and 10 for the Hilltoppers on their own 45-yard line, as Burkle has the play in, lines up under center, 3:20 left to go until halftime. Hilltoppers are out of timeouts. Vandals have 2 left. As there's a whistle and a flag thrown, and they're going to get the Hilltoppers for false start, as I believe it was Amani Claybrook-Anderson who flinched. This is going to make it a loss of 5, so it's first down and 15 from the 40. So first down and 15 for the Hilltoppers from their own 40-yard line. 20-0 or 27-0, the Vandals lead, with exactly 3 minutes left to go until halftime. As it's a give to Wells. Wells trying to push the pile. Keeps his legs churning, and he's going to be wrapped up shy of about the 45, making it second down and about 11. So second down and 11 for the Hilltoppers from their own 44-yard line. As the Vandals defense trying to avoid being faked out by the misdirections caused by the wing tee. So far, done a great job of flying to the ball. It was allowed a handful of big plays, as it's a give to Elias Bainey, and Bainey is going to be wrapped up and brought down well behind the line of scrimmage, as Jaden Rosetto was in on the tackle, Wade Brandon in as well, and Jacob Johnson there as well. So it's going to be third down and long for the Hilltoppers with 1:50 left to go until halftime. Third down and 15 for the Hilltoppers. 1:44 left to go until halftime. Play clock at 15. Vandals have 2 timeouts left, as it's third and 15 from the 40. Back to throw is Burkle. Burkle gets a pass near side and is caught by Jace Teakin, as Jackson Teakin breaks the tackle, and he is going to go all the way. Touchdown, Hilltoppers. a 60-yard touchdown reception from Jackson Teakin, and the Hilltoppers are on the board. It's 27-6, pending the extra point. So Jackson Teakin makes a 60-yard reception. As it's a 27-6 lead for the Vandals, as Elijah Patton on to grab the extra point. Snap is down, kick is up. It is good as the Hilltoppers chip away. It's now 27-7 with a minute 20 left to go until halftime. 27-7, the Hilltoppers trail the Vandals with a minute 20 left to go until halftime. We'll take a break here on WKRB.
Ready to tackle those flooring projects or remodels but not sure where to start? Looking for a personalized experience with more customer service than you receive at the big box stores? At Lock Flooring Innovations, you can count on having the right professionals by your side from start to finish. Choose from a wide selection of Mohawk carpets, hardwood, luxury vinyl, laminate, and ceramic and porcelain tile. We customize showers, backsplashes, kitchen and bathroom countertops, and offer stone for your interior and exterior. With so many options to choose from, Lock Flooring Innovations offers high-quality products to fit any budget. Stop by our showroom today or give us a call at 618-322-3863. Lock Flooring Innovations, off Exit 61 in Vandalia.
27-7. The Vandals lead the Hillsboro Hilltoppers with a minute 20 left to go until halftime. Hilltoppers got a touchdown reception from Jackson Teakin at the 120 mark in the second quarter. As the Vandals have Colburn, DePew, and Whitehead set to return the kick. As Teakin, looks like they're going to go for an onside kick. It goes through the hands of Lucas Bowers and is going to be picked up by Jacob Johnson. As Johnson running to the far side, gets across the 35. And it's going to be first down and 10 for the Vandals from about their own 37, maybe 38-yard line. So Jacob Johnson on the return, as the Vandals will have the ball with a minute 15 left to go until halftime. See if they can add one more score before the break. So first down and 10 for the Vandals from their own 35-yard line. Vandals moving from left to right. Pistol look for the Vandals on first down. Three receivers to his right, one to his left. Stallball takes the snap, rolling to his left, gets the pass away. It's caught by, I believe that's Andrew Casey. As Andrew Casey makes a nice catch, gets across midfield, and he goes out of bounds near the Hilltopper 45. So Andrew Casey, a nice catch, as it's going to be first and 10 for the Vandals from the Hilltoppers 47. First and 10 for the Vandals on the Hilltopper 47-yard line. Vandals moving from left to right. Now Stallball takes a snap. He's rolling to his left again. Gets the pass away and is caught by Connor DePew. DePew gets across the 40, across the 35, and he's pushed out of bounds near the 30. A nice catch there by Connor DePew. As it's going to be first down and 10 once again for the Vandals, this time from the Hilltoppers 33. So it's first and 10 for the Vandals from the Hilltopper 33-yard line. As Stoneball looking to the sideline, gets the play call in. Pistol look for the Vandals on first and 10 from the Hilltopper 33. The quarterback keeper for Stoneball. Stoneball gets across the 30, cuts inside at the 25, and he's going to be wrapped up near the as it's a first down run for Stallball with 52.3 seconds left to go until halftime. So it's first and 10 for the Vandals from the Hilltopper 19-yard line. Stallball back to throw once again. Has all time to throw, steps up in the pocket, gets the pass away, and it's going to fall incomplete. Intended receiver was Connor DePew, as it's going to be second down and 10 from the 19 from the second down and 10 from the Hilltopper 19-yard line with 35.9 seconds left to go until halftime. So second down and 10 with 35.9 seconds left to go until halftime. It's 2nd and 10 from the 19 of the Hilltoppers. It's a quarterback keeper for Stonball. Stonball running to the far side. He gets across the 15. He's across the 10. Makes a man miss inside. Dives to the pylon. And he's going to be down just a yard short of the goal line, as it's going to be 1st and goal from the 1. As there's going to be a whistle and a timeout taken by Vandals head coach Jason Clay. So timeout taken by the Vandals. We'll go ahead and take a break as well here on WKRV.
For any electrical issues, the call to make is ADS Electric in downtown Vandalia. Whether it's residential, industrial, or commercial, ADS Electric is the call to make. They're also a certified dealer for Generac generators. Give them a call, 618-283-2171. That's 618-283-2171 for ADS Electric, or visit them at 215 West Gallatin in downtown Vandalia. Again, that's 283-2171 for ADS Electric in Vandalia.
First down and goal for the 1 from the Vandals. For the Vandals on the Hilltopper 1-yard line. Vandals break their huddle. 29.6 seconds left to go until halftime. 27-7 the Vandals lead with 29.6 seconds left. Vandals have the heavy package in. As Stonball takes the snap. Runs to the goal line. Did he get in? Yes, he did. Touchdown, Vandals. His 4th touchdown on the ground tonight. 5th overall, as he has accounted for all 5 touchdowns, as it's 33-7 pending the extra point. 33-7, the Vandals lead with 27.2 seconds left to go until halftime, as Isaac Sagan adds you on the extra point. Colburn to hold. As the Vandals trying to get him to jump offside, snap is down, kick is up, and it is short as it looked to be blocked. So the extra point no good, as the Vandals lead at 33-7 with 27.2 seconds left to go until halftime. We'll take a break here on WKRV.
Hey, it's Domer Mills with Heck Chevrolet of Vandalia. And I got to tell you, if you haven't checked out the all-new Chevy Trax, you need to stop by here at your local Chevy dealer. It's the Cars.com Best Car of 2024 award winner. And with 5 different trim levels, all starting under $25,000, you'll see why the 2024 Trax is being called the small SUV that's big on value. So if safety, style, and a spacious interior is what you're looking for, the all-new 24 Trax just might be the perfect car for you. So stop by your local Chevy dealer, Heck Chevrolet of Vandalia, 122 West Gallatin Street, downtown Vandalia, Illinois. Check us out online at VandaliaChevy.com or call us at 618-283-0381. Chevy, together we drive.
Jacob Johnson gets the kick away. Kind of bounce at the 25 and it's going to be picked up by Ethan Hamby, as Hamby looking for a room to run, and he's going to be wrapped up past the 25, shy of the 30, and the Hilltoppers will have the ball one more time, first down and 10 from about their own 33-yard line with 20.7 seconds left to go until halftime. So it's first down and 10 from the 28-yard line of the Hilltoppers. Hilltoppers moving from right to left. 20.7 seconds left to go until halftime. As the Vandals will get the ball to start the second half. So it's a give to the fullback, Titan Wells, as Titan Wells gets a short gain past the 30. And I believe both teams are just going to go ahead and run out the remainder of this clock and go until halftime. So 33-7, the Vandals lead the Hilltoppers at halftime of this Week 7 matchup. As halftime is brought to you by Joe's Pizza and Pasta in Vandalia. You can order Joe's anytime online at orderjoes.com. Again, that is orderjoes.com for Joe's Pizza and Pasta in Vandalia. 33-7, the Vandals lead the Hilltoppers at halftime. We'll take a break and come back with halftime stats here on WKRV.
as Quinn Stallball has accounted for all five touchdowns tonight for the Vandals, four rushing and one throwing. The one throwing touchdown he had came to Jacob Johnson from 15 yards out. He's also had touchdown runs of 43 yards out, 15 yards out, and two rushing touchdowns, both from 1 yard out. So he's looking to continue his hot night, both in the through the air and on the ground. As we are just about ready to get the second half underway, as Elijah Patton has the ball teed up on the 40-yard line. Vandals getting ready to break their huddle. So the Vandals have broken their huddle, as it'll be Stallball, DePew, and I believe that's Jacob Johnson set to return the kick. Elijah Patton set to kick off. And it looks like the Hilltoppers set to try to fool the Vandals with an onside kick. So it's a short squib kick. It's going to bounce, and it's going to be picked up by DePew at the 20. DePew gets across the 25, looking to get across the 30, and does. He's across the 35. He's across the 40, still going, and he's wrapped up just past the 45-yard line. So a nice return there by Connor DePew, as the Vandals will have the ball first down and 10 from about the 47, make that 46. So first down and 10 for the Vandals from their own 46-yard line. Vandals moving from left to right here in the second half. The Vandals will open with trips to the right of Stallball. Jacob Johnson, Ian Whitehead, and Wade Brandon to his right. Connor DePew, the lone receiver, to his left on the far side. It's a quick pass to Stallball, and he said he's going to be wrapped up and sacked by a swarm of Hilltoppers. Olin Lentz was in on the sack, and the Vandals are going backwards tonight to start the second half. It's going to be second down and 13 from their own 44-yard line. One of the few negative plays the Vandals have had tonight so far, as it's going to be second down and 13 from the 44. So second down and 13 from the 44-yard line. Stallball takes the snap, rolls to his right, gets the pass away. It is caught by Jordan Colburn. Colburn gets across midfield. He's across the 45, fighting for extra yards, and he's going to be wrapped up at about the 40, and he gets enough for Vandals first down. So a first down catch by Jordan Colburn. This is going to be first down and 10 for the Vandals from the Hilltopper 41-yard line. First down and 10 for the Hilltoppers from the, or for the Vandals from the Hilltopper 41-yard line. 10:53 left to go in the third quarter. Stallball takes it himself. He gets across the 40s, across the 35, looking to still go, and he's going to be wrapped up near the 30. I believe he got enough for a first down. So another first down run by Quentin Stallball as Jackson Teakin in on the tackle. And first down and 10 from the 30. First down and 10 from the Hilltopper 30-yard line. Stallball trying to get the Hilltoppers to jump off sides. Looking to the sideline. Play clock at 15. Across the 20. He's across the 15. He's going to score. Touchdown, Vandals. A 30-yard touchdown run by Jay Keck. And the Vandals lead at 39-7. Pending the extra point. A 30-yard touchdown run by Jay Keck as the Vandals send out Isaac Sagan to add the extra point. As we remind you, the Vandals touchdowns are brought to you by K-Marsh Insurance at 740 West Orchard in Vandalia. Call them at 618-431-8283. That's K-Marsh Insurance in Vandalia. So Isaac Sagan on to add the extra point. Snap is down. Kick is up. It is good. And the Vandals lead it 40-7 with 10:08 left to go here in the third quarter. We'll take a break. You're on WKRV.
Do you know where your food comes from? I'm Dustin Smith, interim with People's State Bank, here to let you know that the majority of your food comes from family farms. Large and small farms are run by hardworking families just like yours, who share the same values as you. Through planning and passion, they provide safe food for your family and their own. We're thankful for the opportunity to serve the farm families in our communities.
People's State Bank, your community bank. Member FDIC. Visit us online at psbnewton.com.
So 40-7, the Vandals lead the Hilltoppers here with 10:08 left to go in the third quarter as Jacob Johnson gets the kick away. It's going to be fielded by Sawyer Hindle. Sawyer Hindle has trouble picking up the ball, and he's going to be getting across the 25. He's across the 30, across the 35, and he steps out of bounds near the 40. So a nice return there by Sawyer Hindle. As the Vandals, the Hilltoppers will take over first down and 10 from their own 36. So first down and 10 from the Hilltoppers' 36-yard line. Hilltoppers moving from right to left. 9:58 left to go here in the third quarter. As Burkle hands it off to the fullback Titan Wells. Titan Wells gets a nice gain to about the 40, and it's going to make it a second down and 5 for the Hilltoppers. Second down and 5 for the Hilltoppers on their own 41-yard line. Comes from right to left. They give once again to Wells, as Wells keeping the pile moving, and he's going to be wrapped up past the 45, about a yard or two short of the first down. So it's third down and 1 for the Hilltoppers. Ball's going to be placed right on their own 45-yard line. So it's third down and 1 from their own 45-yard line. 9 minutes left to go in the third. Burkle under center. Takes a snap himself, and he's just going to run it for the first down, and I believe he got just enough for it. So a first down run by Cody Burkle. A tackle by Bryce Hartlib on the play. As I say, first down for the Hilltoppers, and they have the ball first down and 10 from their own 48. First down and 10 from their own 48-yard line. 8:39 left to go here in the third quarter. Burkle. It's a misdirection give to Anderson. Is Anderson looking to cut inside, and is going to be wrapped up near the 50, and it's going to be a second down and 9 play for the Hilltoppers. Second down and 9 for the Hilltoppers. From their own 49. Second down and 9 from the Hilltopper 49-yard line. Under center is Cody Burkle. Burkle back to throw, looking to get the pass away. It's intended to Jackson Teakin, but it goes over his head, falls incomplete, and that's going to make it third down and 9 from the 49. Third down and 9 from the 49 of the Hilltoppers. Hilltoppers have had one first down play so far on this drive. Vandals defense looking to get off the field. 7:56 left to go in the third quarter. Vandals lead at 40-7. Toppers break the huddle. Line up for this third down and 9 play. It's a sweet play, some misdirection. It's Jackson Teakin with the ball. Teakin looking to cut inside, and he's going to be wrapped up and brought down behind the line of scrimmage. Connor DePew, Cole Yarborough, and Bryce Hartlib in on the tackle, but there is a flag on the play. So a flag is on the play. Be interesting to see what they call it here. So it's a personal foul on the Hilltopper offense. A dead ball foul. Not exactly sure what happened. The only thing I could possibly think of would be a legal formation, but not exactly sure what the play call is, as the referees are still discussing it. Referees here do have microphones, which I do appreciate, because sometimes it's extremely hard to tell who the penalties are on, but it's going to be a third down and long play for the Hilltoppers on their own 25 yards to go for the first down. So the Hilltoppers are just going to go ahead and punt it away as Elijah Patton gets the punt away, as it's going to go out of bounds. Nope, it's going to be fielded by DePue at the 25. DePue stays from getting out of bounds as he gets across the 20, the 35, is across the 40. There's a flag on the play. Not exactly sure what was happening, as the Hilltopper fans were clamoring for a flag. And there is a flag on the return. It'll be interesting to see here what the flag is. I believe it's going to be on the Vandals. Maybe a potential hold. They're going to get a block in the back on the Vandals. So it's a block in the back on the Vandals, as they're going to go backwards on this first, their second drive, excuse me, of the second half. So it's going to be first down and 10 for the Vandals. Ball is going to be placed on their own 30. First down and 10 for the Vandals on their own 30-yard line. Vandals moving from right to left. So it's first down and 10 for the Vandals on their own 30-yard line. Make it their own 23, excuse me. So it's first down and 10 for the Vandals from their own 23. So the Vandals have three receivers, two to the right of Stonball, one to his left. That's back to throw with Stonball, looking to get the pass away. He's taking a deep shot downfield to Connor DePue, who makes the catch, and he's got daylight in front of him. Nobody near him. Touchdown, Vandals. Connor DePue from 77 yards out. And the Vandals lead it 46-7, pending the extra point. Quentin Stonball threw a bomb to Connor DePue, and he had nothing but daylight ahead of him, as the Vandals lead it 46-7. Vandals touchdowns are brought to you by Kaskaskia Supply and Rental. Turn at the Dragon and Sir Fix-A-Lot for great deals and great advice at your Kaskaskia Supply and Rental in Vandalia. Isaac Sagan on to add the extra point. 46-7. Vandals lead with 6:57 left to go here in the third quarter, as the snap is down, but there is a whistle, and I believe they're going to get the Hilltoppers for offsides. So it's a 5-yard penalty, and they're going to retry the PAT. So, Sagan to add on the extra point once again. So it's 46-7. Sagan on to add the extra point. Colburn set to hold. As the snap is down, kick is up, it is good. And the Vandals lead at 47-46. 47-7, excuse me. The Vandals lead the Hillsboro Hilltoppers with 6:57 left to go here in the third quarter. We'll take a break here on WKRB.
At Country Financial, we know the rising cost of buying and repairing farm equipment may lead you to worry about protecting those critical assets. As a leading farm insurer, we're here to help. Our enhanced AgriPlus coverage provides replacement costs for qualified equipment and wearable parts. This is Jordan Mahan, your local Country Financial rep. Call me today at 618-829-3973 to talk about your farm insurance needs. Farm policies issued by Country Mutual Insurance Company, Bloomington, Illinois.
47-7. The Vandals lead the Hilltoppers with 6:57 left to go in the third quarter. As the Vandals now, with the 47-7 lead, will have the running clock in effect as Jacob Johnson kicks the ball away. It's going to be fielded by Sawyer Hindle. As Sawyer Hindle trying to find room to run, he gets across the 25, and he's going to be wrapped up and brought down by Cole Yarborough. As he's going to be wrapped, went backwards on the tackle, and he's going to be wrapped up about the 25. So the Hilltoppers will have the ball first down and 10 from their own 25-yard line. First down and 10 for the Hilltoppers from their own 25-yard line. Running clock is in effect now as the Toppers moving from right to left. 6:22 left to go in the third quarter. As it looks like the Vandals have their second string defense in. As it's a give to Amani Clayburg. Anderson has a ton of room to run. He's across midfield. He's across the 40, and he's going to be pushed out of bounds near the 38. A nice long run there by Amani Clayburg Anderson, as it's going to be first down and 10 for the Hilltoppers from their own 37, maybe 38-yard line. Well, no, they're going to say he stepped out of bounds well before that. So they're going to say he stepped out of bounds at the 46. So it's first down and 10 for the Hilltoppers on the Vandals' 46-yard line. So it's a give to Wells, as Titan Wells looking for room to run as he gets a first down run past the 35. It's a nice run there by Titan Wells, the fullback. And it's going to be first down and 10 from the 30, from the Vandals' 34. So first down and 10 for the Hilltoppers at the Vandals' 34-yard line. Hilltoppers moving from right to left. It's a direction give to Ethan Hamby. As Hamby's looking for room to run, he gets across the 20. He's still going. Pushes the pile to the 15, and he's passed to the 5. A nice run there by Ethan Hamby as he's inside the 10. That's another first down run for the Hilltoppers. So Caden Lineker on the tackle as it's first and 10 for the Hilltoppers from the Vandal 11. First down and 10 for the Hilltoppers from the Vandals 10-yard line. As Burkle under center. It's a give to the running back Austin Newingham. And Newingham is going to be wrapped up inside the 5. So another good run there by the Hilltoppers. So it's going to be second down and about 4 from the 4-yard line. So second down and goal from the 4. As the Hilltoppers looking to score for the second time tonight. Under center is Burkle. Burkle gives it to Wells as Wells trying to push the pile. It's going to be wrapped up near the goal line. And it's going to be third down and goal from about the 1. So third down and goal from the 1. .320 left to go here in the third quarter. Hilltoppers have the ball third and goal from the 1. Let's say give to Anderson, and Anderson is going to be lit up at the goal line by Keegan Turner to keep him out of the end zone. A nice hit there by Turner, a sophomore linebacker for the Vandals. As it's going to be fourth and goal from the 1. So fourth down and goal from the 1 for the Hilltoppers. 2:48 left to go here in the third quarter. As it's a give to the Hilltoppers, I believe that was Elias Bainey on the carry. And he's going to be in. Touchdown Hilltoppers. Elias Bainey scores from 1 yard out at the 2:39 mark. As the Hilltoppers on the board for the second time tonight, it's 47-13 pending the extra point. So 47-13 at the 2:39 mark in the third quarter. Elijah Patton out to add the extra point. Snap is down, kick is up, and it is going to be no good as the Vandals will lead the Hilltoppers 47-13 with 2:39 left to go here in the third quarter. We'll take a break on WKRV.
When looking for your next home, look no further than RE/MAX. Your local RE/MAX office is ready to help you find your next place to call home. They are dedicated to finding your dream home and have in-depth knowledge of our local community. So when looking for your next place to call home, look local at our local RE/MAX. Give them a call at 618-283-4436. That's your local RE/MAX at 618-283-4436 to find your next place to call home.
47-13, the Vandals lead the Hilltoppers with 2:39 left to go in the third quarter. Hilltoppers got their second touchdown of the night, a one-yard run by Elias Bainey from 1 yard out. PAT was no good as the Vandals lead at 47-13 as Elijah Patton has the ball teed up at the 40-yard line. Vandals will have Adam Buescher, Jaden Huber-Wrench, and I believe Tanner Stone set to receive the kick. As the ball lined up on the 40, gets the kick away. It's a short kick. It's going to be fielded by Brody Matthews. As Matthews running on the far side, he's going to be wrapped up past the 30, maybe the 35. And that's where the Vandals offense will have the ball first down and 10. From about their own, I believe, 36. So it's first down and 10 for the Vandals. Ball on their own 36-yard line. Vandals will be moving from left to right. So Andrew Casey now taking the snaps at quarterback. Brody Matthews lined up behind him. He's got two receivers on each side. Jaden Huber-Wrench and Adam Buescher to his left, and Tanner Stone and Lucas Bowers to his right. Man in motion is Huber-Wrench as it's a give to Jaden Huber-Wrench, a flag on the play as Huber-Wrench gets across the 35 and maybe got back to the original line of scrimmage, but there is a flag on the play as I believe they're going to get the Vandals for offside. Didn't exactly hear what the play call was. I believe it was a false start. No, an illegal shift. That's what it was. It was an illegal shift on the Vandals. So it's a 5-yard loss on the play. So they're going to reach minute 4 left to go in the third quarter. They're just going to go ahead and decline the illegal shift. So it's a loss of 2 on the play. So it's second down and 12 from their own 34. Second down and 12 for the Vandals from their own 34-yard line. There's 45 seconds left to go until the fourth quarter. Casey in a pistol formation. They give to Matthews as Matthews breaks the tackle. Matthews gets across the 35. He's across the 40. And Brody Matthews keeps the legs turning as he's got himself a nice run there by Brody Matthews past the 40. That's going to make it third down and about 6, maybe 7 for the Vandals with 15 seconds left to go until the fourth quarter. I believe the Vandals are just going to go ahead and run out the remainder of this clock. And so 47-13, the Vandals lead the Hillsboro Hilltoppers. After 3, we'll take a break and come back with the fourth quarter here on WKRV.
Timmerman & Company, certified public accountants at 105 South 4th Street in downtown Vandalia, is a full-service accounting firm, and they focus on small businesses and their owners, providing all the tax and accounting services they'll ever need. Contact them today, 283-2371. That's 283-2371 to learn how they can serve you and your business. That's Timmerman & Company, certified public accountants at 105 South 4th Street in downtown Vandalia. Call them at 283-2371. That's 283-2371.
47-13. The Vandals lead the Hillsboro Hilltoppers after 3 quarters of play as the Vandals got 6 total touchdowns from Quentin Stonball, 2 through the air and 4 on the ground. and another touchdown run from Jay Keck. Hilltoppers have gotten a 60-yard touchdown catch from Jackson Teakin and a 1-yard touchdown run from Elias Bainey. As the Vandals lead the Hilltoppers 47-13, it's going to be third down and 4 for the Vandals from their own 43-yard line. Vandals will be moving from right to left in the fourth and final quarter. Also be a running clock the remainder of the way, as it's a give to Patty McDowell. Patty McDowell gets a nice gain. He's across midfield down about the 45, and it's going to be first down and 10 for the Vandals from the Hilltopper 43. Or 45, excuse me. So Patty McDowell on the ball carrier gets a nice gain there for the Vandals, and it's first and 10 from the Hilltopper 45. So first and 10 for the Vandals from the Hilltopper 45-yard line. Casey takes the snap. It's a give to Brody Matthews, who breaks the tackle way past the line of scrimmage, and he's going to be wrapped up at the 50 as a loss of 5 on the play from Brody Matthews, and it's going to be second down and 15 from the 50. So second down and 15 from the 50. 10:59 left to go in the game. As Andrew Casey directing traffic, gets the play call in from the sideline. As Casey, shotgun look, takes the snap. He rolls to his right, looking to get a pass away, and is caught by Jaden Huber Wrench across midfield and near the 43 of the Hilltoppers, making it third down and about 6, making third down and 8, excuse me, from the 43. So third down and 8 from the Hilltopper 43-yard line. Vandals moving from right to left. Casey getting the play in. There's under 10 minutes now to go in the contest. As Casey has the play call in, it's a shotgun look. Three receivers to his left, one to his right. As he drops back, steps up in the pocket, and he's going to be wrapped up and sacked by the Hilltoppers. Sacked by, I believe, Olin Lentz. And it's going to be fourth down and long for the Vandals with 9:38 left to go in the quarter. 47-13. Vandals looks like they might be going for it here on fourth down. Fourth down and 15 from the Hilltopper 49-yard line. Instead, Casey's going to go ahead and drop back to punt. Casey gets the punt away. It's a short punt. He's going to bounce past the 30, and it's going to go out of bounds near the 25. So the Hilltoppers will have the ball first down and 10. As clock continuing to run here, we are inside of 9 minutes left to play here in the quarter. Vandals will improve to 6-1 on the season as they officially punch their ticket into the IHSA playoff. They lead 47-13 with 8:40 left to go here in the contest as the Hilltoppers break their huddle. As Burkle under center, it's a give to Anderson. Anderson looking for room to run. Ball comes out. He fumbled it, and I believe the Vandals have it. They're fighting for the ball, and I believe the Vandals came up with it. And that was Keegan Turner who came away with the ball. So the Vandals able to force their second turnover of the night, and they have the ball right back. It's first down and 10. And I believe they're going to be right around the Hilltopper 40. So it's first down and 10 for the Vandals. Ball will be spotted at the Hilltopper 37-yard line. Vandals moving from right to left. 7:51 left to go in the contest. As Casey looking to the sideline for the play call. Clock continuing to run here as the Vandals lead at 47-13. They will improve to 6-1 on the season. As Casey sends a man in motion. They give to Brody Matthews. Matthews gets across the 35, and he's going to be wrapped up about the 34. So a nice first down run by Brody Matthews. It's going to make it second down and about 7. So second down and 7 for the Vandals. Ball on the Hilltopper 34-yard line. Casey looking to the sideline, has the play call in. Drops back to throw. He rolls to his right, looking to get the pass away, and it is going to be tipped in, almost intercepted, I believe. Yep, the Hilltoppers did intercept the pass, as Jackson Deacon was able to intercept it on the tip. And the Hilltoppers get the ball right back. It's going to be first down and 10. And the ball is going to be spotted at their own, I believe, 25. I believe they have the ball spotted near their own 25 at least. It's going to be spotted at the 23, so it's going to be first down and 10 for the Hilltoppers from their own 23-yard line. So first and 10 for the Hilltoppers from their own 23. It's a give to Anderson. Anderson gets across the 30, and he's going to be wrapped up and brought down by Eli Mabry, as the Hilltopper fans won in a horse collar flag. As we are inside of 6 minutes left to go, 5:42, excuse me, left to go here in the contest. As the Hilltoppers moving from left to right, it's first down and 10 from their own 34-yard line. 5.5 minutes left to go here in the game. As it's a give this time to Ethan Hamby, as Hamby gets across the 45, and he's going to be wrapped up near midfield. It's a nice gain there by Ethan Hamby, as it's going to be another first down run for the Hilltoppers. As the clock continues to run, 47-13, the Vandals lead the Hilltoppers here in this fourth quarter. Vandals will improve to 6-1 on the season as they lead 47-13. Under 5 minutes left to play now. As if they give this time to Anderson once again, as Anderson breaks a few tackles, and he's across the 30, and he's going to score. Touchdown, Hilltoppers, as that was Elias Bainey for the second time tonight, this time from 48 yards out. It was a 52-yard touchdown. As the Hilltoppers now trail 47-19, pending the extra point. So 47-19, the Vandals lead the Hillsborough Hilltoppers with 4:40 left to go here in the game. As Elijah Patton set to add on the extra point. Snap is down, kick is up, and it is going to be good as the Vandals lead the Hilltoppers 47-20 with 4:40 left to go here in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break on WKRB.
Quality work at a reasonable price. That's exactly what you'll get with Newsom's Pressure Washing. Newsom's Pressure Washing offers pressure and soft washing for roofs, siding, gutters, decks, and more. They do residential and commercial work, and they are fully insured. And Newsom's Pressure Washing offers free estimates. So for quality work at a reasonable price, call Newsom's Pressure Washing at 618-694-2638. 618-694-2638. Newsom's Pressure Washing.
47-20. The Vandals lead the Hilltoppers with 4:40 left to go here in the contest. Hilltoppers got a 52-yard touchdown run from Elias Bainey at the 4:40 mark in the fourth quarter. As the Vandals will have Tanner Stone, Jaden Huebler-Wrench, and Adam Buescher back to receive the kick. Elijah Patton has the ball teed up on the 40 as he gets the kick away. It's a pooch kick. It goes over the head of Lucas Bowers. It's going to be fielded by Tanner Stone. Stone looking to get across the 30, but he's going to be wrapped up at about the 27-yard line. and the Vandals will have the ball first down and 10 from, I believe, their own 27-yard line. 4:21 left to go here in the game. Vandals will improve to 6-1 on the year as they lead the Hilltoppers 47-20. Vandals officially will punch their ticket into the playoffs as it'll be first down and 10 for the Vandals from their own 29-yard line. Just under 4 minutes left to go here in the game, 3:54. As Andrew Casey looking to the sideline for the play call. Casey hands it off to Brody Matthews as Matthews looking for room to run. He gets across the 30, and he's going to be wrapped up near the 35. So a nice gain there by Brody Matthews, setting up second down for the Vandals. Make a second down and 4 for the Vandals from their own 35-yard line now. As Patty McDowell now lined up as the quarterback. McDowell getting the play call in from Jason Clay. Play clock at 5. McDowell is going to take the snap himself. He gets across the 35, looking to make a couple men miss. He gets to the 40, and he's going to be wrapped up right around the 40-yard line, setting up third down and about 1. So third down and 1 for the Vandals. Excuse me, they're going to say he got enough for the first down, so it's a first down run for Patty McDowell. And it's going to be first down and 10 from the 40. First down and 10 from the Vandals 40-yard line. 2:28 left to go here in the game. Vandals will improve to 6-1 with a 47-20 win. Or they lead 47-20, excuse me. 2:15 left to go here in the game now. Play clock is at 4. As McDowell takes a snap again, he's going to run to his right. Makes a couple men miss. He gets to the 40. He's across the 45. And he's wrapped up near the 50. So a nice first down run there by Patty McDowell as we are inside of 2 minutes left to go here in the contest. 47-20, the Vandals lead the Hillsboro Hilltoppers as they will improve to 6-1 on the season. As the Vandals are getting in some of their younger guys, Kendall Nestrick came in. They got Zayden Doring lined up as a receiver as well. And Dylan Bain on the far side. As there's a minute 25 left to go here in the game. As it's a give to Brody Matthews. Matthews looking to get across the line. Scrims lowers his shoulder, keeps the legs moving as he just gets to the line of scrimmage. As it's going to be second down and about 10 for the Hilltoppers. So a minute left to go here in the game. As the clock is under a minute left to go. Just exactly 50 seconds left to go in the game. McDowell looking to the sideline. Play clock at 11. And I believe they're just going to have McDowell kneel it down. So 33 seconds left to go as McDowell takes the snap. He's just going to run it to the right side, gets across the 50. He's across the 45. And Patty McDowell is wrapped up near the 40. And that's how this game will come to an end. So 47-20, the Vandals get the win over the Hillsboro Hilltoppers. They improve to 6-1 on the season. And they officially punch their ticket into the IHSA playoffs with a 47-20 win. We'll take a break, come back, and wrap it up here on WKRB.